Our special guest today is technology industry expert Rob DeFrancesco, editor of Tech Stock Prospector. How are you doing today, Rob?
Doing well, thanks. Great to be here again.
Now, today we're going to talk about cloud technology. And before we look at the future of the technology, could you walk us through the various phases that this market has already gone through? And then could you touch on your expectations for the next phase of growth in the cloud arena?
Sure. Well, the cloud is really changing the way that companies deploy and use technology these days. So we're moving away from on-premise software and to an on-demand model where it's a pay-as-you-go. And that has really benefited small and mid-sized companies because there's lower upfront costs and you have the flexibility of the on-demand environment, and it's just easier to use. So what's happening is we're seeing a shift of spending over to the cloud from spending that would have gone into companies buying their own hardware and software. In my latest issue of Tech Stock Prospector, I talk about how there was first phase of the cloud with smaller companies taking advantage of the cost savings of the cloud. And the next phase will move to larger companies getting more of their workloads into the cloud. And it's going to be a long road because these large companies, it just takes a lot more effort to get all their departments and international units. So what we're seeing now is kind of a hybrid cloud environment where we have large companies using a private cloud with their own data centers, and then they use the public cloud as needed. But you'll see an expansion in the public cloud. And there have been some estimates that public cloud IT spending is growing 6 times the rate of overall IT spending. So it's definitely a big growth market, and there's plenty of opportunity ahead.
Now, some of the leaders in this industry are well-known, such as Amazon and Alphabet Google. Could you share your thoughts on these two leading players and what role they take in the industry?
Yeah, so Amazon has its Amazon Web Services, AWS unit, which is the leading cloud platform for compute, storage, database, analytics. It's really the go-to. They have about a 31% share of the market, and on their current revenue run rate, they're at about $10 billion annual. So you could say that this is a business that could be valued at anywhere from $70 to $100 billion if it were standalone. And I guess there's always a chance that Amazon may spin out this unit. So it's fast-growing. Their revenue growth is over 60%. And then Google, Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google now, they have a Google Cloud Platform, which they're competing for the same type of business. And so they're a much smaller player. They get grouped into with IBM and Microsoft. And so those three are really competing to go up against the giant, which is Amazon Web Services.
Now, among some more narrow plays in the field, you also like ServiceNow, NetSuite, and Salesforce. Could you walk us through these companies and what you find attractive with them?
Sure. Well, Salesforce is kind of the cloud software company, and they're going to do revenue of over $8 billion in the current fiscal year. And they started out as basically customer relationship management, CRM software. But they've been expanding. That's now about 40% of the business. They've expanded more into the service cloud, so like contact centers, and they have a marketing automation cloud now. So they're like the old school cloud company, but they're still putting up solid growth, and I think they have a lot of potential still ahead of them. ServiceNow is more of an upstart in the cloud, but they're a fast growing company, 30% revenue growth. Their goal is to hit $4 billion in revenue by 2020. And they just had an analyst day where they reiterated that target. And they're on their way. And another thing with ServiceNow, what they do is they automate IT services and operations management. So companies use their software to automate everything in the cloud to just make it more efficient, operate more efficiently. And the way they're going to get to that $4 billion revenue is by expanding their use cases. So now they're moving into security, customer service, human relations, human resources. So I think that that's more of a growth play. They're growing faster than Salesforce, and so it gives you more of a growth play in the cloud. The other company is NetSuite, and they're in the financial side of it. They make software enterprise resource planning. And so it's the financial management part of the enterprise. And they're fast growing. They compete mainly with SAP, but they've been gaining market share. And they also are moving into e-commerce side. They have a suite commerce product. So it's an e-commerce platform. And that's another company growing about 30% on revenue. So that's another growth play in the cloud.
Now, there are some highly focused and more specialized areas within the cloud that you find attractive, such as human resources and human capital management. And within this niche, you point to Cornerstone On Demand and Paycom. Could you explain what this subsector is and why you like these companies?
Sure. Cornerstone On Demand, these are cloud-based talent management, so they cover everything from recruiting to onboarding, learning. So it's basically like handling the entire HR side. So getting people, acquiring talent, and then helping your employees learn and grow within the company. So Cornerstone On Demand is, they focus in the mid to larger market. So they're looking at, you know, mid-size and larger companies. And, you know, they their bookings in the latest quarter just accelerated to 32%. And they have basically, what they're doing is they have three main products now: learning, performance management, and recruiting. And their deal size are getting bigger because they're selling more of these solutions on initial sales. So the interesting thing about Cornerstone is they have an activist investor involved in that one now. So there's been some chatter that they might be a takeover target. But there's been a lot of consolidation in this HCM, human capital management market, over the years. But Cornerstone has been a survivor, and they're doing extremely well. They have over 25 million people records in the cloud, they call it. Paycom.